Hello, it's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. If you look at the photo of Bill Belichick at this press conference, either he has no longer living at home,
or
he was mauled by a bear on the way.
Looks like he's
somewhere
homeless.
Between the field and yeah.
Oh my God, I want to see.
He's got
it.
All these holes.
The sweatshirt must be like 10 years old or something.
That's generous.
Maybe it's like a lucky sweatshirt for him. Maybe
it
he wore it during
I
Super Bowls or
something
like you know
like that.
It's like his binky. He can't get rid of it.
Maybe he sucks on it at night.
Something like that. It's his lovey.
Go to the show and tell page. I put it on the show and tell page.
Okay.
Coast931.com or text links to 77,000.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Strange.
Well, the
he
thing
looks
is,
terrible.
Right?
The
memes are the funniest thing. Barstool Sports said
hilarious.
He was apparently mauled by a bear.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then my favorite is they compare him to the High Sparrow in Game of Thrones.
Which, oh my gosh. Right.
So text links to 77,000 if you want to see it. And here's my question.
Oh, Bill.
Because there are tons of women listening who go, oh, God, my husband has one of those.
Mm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like they just will not let go of some item of clothing that should have been thrown away a long time ago. Not even donated because no one else would want it.
No. Yeah.
But someone said, Crystal said, his socks and his boxers.
Yeah.
My husband refuses to throw away.
There are some boxers that I have that like have holes in the seams.
Todd,
No.
Throw those out.
Oh, well, the stuff whatever. Comes out. Oh,
no, it doesn't.
Oh,
it doesn't.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't. But it's not. I'm not like going around commando or anything. They're just, you know, they're old, but I love them. They're like my lucky boxers.
Your lucky boxers?
Yeah.
What are you wearing for? If it's going to be like a tough forecast, you're like, ooh, I better pull out my lucky boxers today. Oh, I don't know if it's going to be 6 or 10 inches. Let me slip on my lucky boxers.
Excuse me? I think we know it's, you know what? I'm not, I almost said it, but I'm not.
I was so close.
But
I was walking. I was walking him right to
one.
The edge and letting him fall off himself.
I think we know.
No, but seriously,
the size of the storm.
Wait a minute. Okay. No,
right.
But what?
It's
what,
a blizzard.
We got a nor'easter down here.
When do you wear your lucky boxers?
Okay, I wear them like if I have a big game, like when I was playing like flag football, when I played flag football, the Red Sox, when they were good, had a, you know, a big playoff game, or the Bruins, you know, like I'll wear them for important stuff.
The Red Sox, when they had a big game,
yes,
would come
I'm
out
very
and
superstitious
be, and be affected by your holy boxers.
Let me just tell you, back in 04, when the Sox were down 3-0 to the Yankees.
This was the year that they won for the first time in 86 years, right?
Exactly. I had a scab.
Pause. Can we just acknowledge
good job.
That I just had sports information?
You know what?
Yeah.
I got to give you a golf clap for that because that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
First time in 86 years since 1918.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That was incredible.
Curse of the Bambino. Anything else? What else you want?
Wow. Wow.
There was a scab on my hand that I picked off during the end of that game of game four when the Sox were down 0-3.
Uh-huh.
And the Sox won that game. So I put that scab back. I saved the scab. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And I would
this
put it
disgusting.
Back on the spot that it was that it, where it was for the rest of that series.
And then
every,
pick
for
it
every
off
game.
During each
and
game.
And then I would take it off and put it back under this little lamp. I had a little lamp where I would
Ew,
put some
what?
Stuff underneath.
God,
you would yeah. keep it warm. What is a scab
no,
warmer
no, no.
lamp?
No,
what does
it wasn't
that mean?
A warming. No, I just I knew where it was going to be. It was a spot where I knew it was going to be. It was underneath the
where
lamp.
Rachel wasn't going to vacuum it up because oh, that's disgusting.
My lucky
Rachel
vacuumed, scab.
And I would put the scab back on, and they ended up coming back
you,
and they won
you
it.
You picked
seven.
A scab off your hand, and then you would tape the scab back onto your hand so the
this
Sox could win.
This is correct, and
okay,
they won. So you're all welcome.
Okay.
You got your first World Series in 86 years because of my scab.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow, what a scab.
So, yes, I am keeping my ragged boxers, okay?
We're going to change a topic and put up the strangest
okay.
sports superstition. Okay, Kelly, yeah. Can you put this on our Facebook page?
Yes, sir.
The strangest sports superstition. Can anyone beat Todd's 2004 Red Sox scab?
It worked. All I can say is it worked.
At Lucky scab.
Yeah.
Yep. Dave Roberts stole the base because of my scab.
You know what's
telling you?
Oh my God.
So weird.
So strange.
So gross.
Yeah. Who knew the curse of the Bambino could only be reversed by the miracle of the Scabino?
Scabino.
Oh, God.